Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So glad I took Friday off and I didn't have to deal with what you had to deal with.
You know, I kind of took Friday off too. I couldn't get into the building, Kel. I show up for work and I came in a little bit earlier than normal with you being on vacation. I thought I got to get here earlier. It's here about 4:30. Got to get the show ready to go and everything. I walk in. I have my little beep beep, you know, that we use to get in through the door.
The key fob?
Yep, that thingy. And it works. And I'm like trying to pull the door. I'm like, what is going on? And it won't open. I'm looking at the door. There's this secret little like deadbolt that comes out of the door and goes into the bottom of the ground, which I've never seen before. It's never been locked.
I don't think I even knew that there was a deadbolt.
Right? So somehow, some way, that thing got locked. I don't have an extra key.
Hold on, though. How do you lock the deadbolt? Oh, so is there an actual keyhole?
Yeah, on the outside of it, yeah.
Oh, I've never seen that. I was like, wait, how do you lock it and walk out?
It was brand new to me, too. So that thing, I'm trying to like feel under the door, and I can feel the deadbolt. I'm like, okay, well, show starts in 30. Guess I'll just sit in the hallway. And I'm out there for a couple hours because I'm texting my bosses. I'm like, no one's going to be up for another couple of hours. What am I supposed to do? It was a ghost town in here. So our big boss shows up. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, look. Something's locked. I can't get in. So he's sitting in the hall with me. He doesn't have a key.
Big boss doesn't have a key either.
We're having breakfast in the hallway. It was a nice bonding time. And then our chief engineer comes and he has the key. And here's what was kind of interesting. He goes, we're going to check the place out. Anthony, you wait here. Hang on. I'm a tough guy too. If someone's in there,
are you?
I'll slap him a little bit. So I get
in. We don't need you to get in the way, Anthony, okay?
We don't need loud screams. So I get in after a couple hours of being locked out, and I don't think there's a worse feeling than being locked out of somewhere. The only thing that made it better was knowing that it wasn't something I did. It's not like I forgot my key. I had a couple people tell me, they're like, oh, Kelly can't go on vacation anymore because she's the one who lets you in the building. No. This was
Mom's in charge of the keys.
This was not a Kelly thing. It was just some weird thing that never happens. And our chief engineer checked the cameras to see, okay, who locked the door. We thought maybe it was the cleaning crew. There was no sign of anybody locking that door.
So it was a ghost.
It was the K-Frog ghost, which apparently is a thing now. So.
Okay, well, that's a little creepy.
That'll be a conversation for another time.
Could be worse, though. I mean, you were at least locked out inside the building. You weren't sitting outside.
Yeah, I was able to get in the building.
Yeah, you were out there for a while, but the boss brought breakfast. Did he bring you anything?
He didn't share. No.
Oh.
I didn't even think about that.
That's actually really funny.
At least I wasn't locked out of like a, you know, my truck or where you're stuck outside. And I'm sure there's worse stories than what I endured on Friday.
Let's make Anthony feel a little better. Did you get locked out? Was it actually a bad experience? Give us a call at 888-431-FROG. So what you're saying is things fall apart when I'm not here.
Things get locked up when you're not here. They don't trust me in here by myself. Friday morning, I was locked out. I could not get in here to do the show. 2.5 hours later, eventually got in. But yeah, and the weird thing was, we don't know how it got locked.
And the really weird thing is, like, we've been in this building now, I think we're like over a year and a half, close to 2 years now. And like, nobody's ever locked the deadbolt. So the fact that we didn't even know there was a deadbolt on the door.
Yeah, secret deadbolt at the bottom of the door. And again, we looked at the security footage, no clue how it got locked.
Well, the good news is you were locked out, but you were still inside. It could be way worse. Tracy and Corona, can you top Anthony's story?
So I used to smoke, and my kids had dogs, and I went out the front door to go have a cigarette. It's pouring rain. Everyone had just left the house. And I'm out there having my cigarette, and the dog got upset about something and ran after at the door, locked the deadbolt. I got locked on my porch in my socks in the pouring rain, and I'm stuck until someone comes home. My cell phone was inside. Everything was inside.
Oh, my gosh. How long were you out there?
About an hour and a half.
Were you then trying to plot other ideas of how to get in? Were you thinking, like, okay, maybe I can climb through that window?
Yes, I was.
Did you try any of them?
No, it was pouring rain. I was in my socks. I'm like, nope, I already look like a wet dog, so.
You had more than just socks on, right?
Well, yeah, at least
I did. Could you imagine? Ooh, the neighbors would have a story after that.
I mean, that'd be way worse than what happened to me.
Tracy's at it again, just her socks on the porch. I also like that she said she used to smoke.
Yes.
Maybe that was the turning point, so. Good on that dog.
Well done, Tracy. Katie chiming in on our Facebook page saying, my two-year-old locked me out when I stepped into the garage for something. She couldn't figure out how to unlock it. I tried calling neighbors, my husband. By the time someone was on their way, she finally unlocked it. That's one of my biggest fears with Reese is like putting her in the car and then going around to put Banks in, but like Reese has locked it and I'm trying to verbally tell her, move this, push that, and she doesn't know how. Ugh.
Yeah, we just did that this weekend where we were camping at the KOA in Temecula. Colt locked it when he was trying to figure out how to get out and we were all outside.
Oh no.
And so I was like, no, flip it that way. And I'm like trying to show and he's like, this way. And I told you, he's got a little evil streak in him. And I was like, did he do this on purpose? Did he lock us out on purpose?
He wanted it to be his house.
He figured it out. He was like, what are we having for dinner? Mom, you want to get back in? We're still trying to figure out who the problem is so we can blame somebody for why Anthony got locked out on Friday. How long were you in the hallway for then? Like, what, like 3 hours?
Yeah, pretty close. I mean, I got here at 4:30 and then almost 7:30. Yeah, so, yeah. That was my morning.
At what point were you like, I should just go home?
Well, that's what our chief engineer said. He was like, if you want to go home and just do the show from there. But here was another thing. I didn't have my laptop. It was in here.
So you weren't prepared, is what you're saying.
Don't make this about me. This is about the building and me getting locked out.
Here's the good part, though. At least you were fully clothed. I think the worst time I got locked out, my neighbor had come over and said my dog got loose. And so before I thought to check my house to see if my dog actually got loose, I just got out of the shower and they were ringing my doorbell like crazy. So I had a towel on, walk out because my dog's loose, door shut behind me, locked.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't even my dog. My dog was inside.
And you were out there in a towel.
I was outside in a towel.
For how long?
Good 45 minutes. Yeah. Because again, I had a towel on. I couldn't have my cell phone like a lot of these people getting locked out. I didn't have anything on me. So I just had to sit and wait with my neighbor in my towel. So
nobody was home? It was just you?
It was just me. Oh, yes. So at least you had clothes on, okay?
That is a plus.
Marisol, let's hear about the time you got locked out.
I had just moved into my house and a brain fart. I totally forgot and locked the door as I went out. I said, oh my God, I locked myself up. What am I going to do? So I had another option to go in, squeeze myself in the doggy door.
You fit through the doggy door? Good for you, girlfriend.
Well, it's a medium, so I went into the doggy door. Now I have a key hidden out.
I'm just imagining if I was in that scenario, it would be 10 times worse. My hips would get stuck in the doggy door. Not only would I be locked outside, I'd be stuck in the house at the same time.
Well, if it were you, you would kick down the door, right?
I would. Jackie Chan. Dan and Hemet, let's hear about the time you got locked out.
Well, so I was just recently divorced, bitter, bitter divorce, and I locked myself out, and the only other person with the key was my ex-wife.
No!
So I was not about to call her. I looked around in my garage. I was able to get into my garage at least, and I had a Sawzall with my tools, so I took my Sawzall and I put it right between the door, and I cut that door handle right between the door and the wall there and was able to get inside the house.
I would rather destroy my house than call my ex.
It was cheaper to get a doorknob than to ask her and ruin my pride.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.